Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno at 6:45. People with intellectual disabilities experience sexual assault and abuse at an alarmingly high rate. Lawmakers in a handful of states have proposed ways to address the issue since an NPR investigation called attention to it in January. As Hannah Colton reports, the ARC of New Mexico, a nonprofit that serves people with disabilities, is not waiting for state legislators to take action.
The ARC of New Mexico's new program will focus on the needs of victims, from helping them navigate the legal system to educating their care providers and employers. Pamela Stafford is the director of public policy with the ARC of New Mexico and says between 75 and 90% of individuals they serve experience sexual abuse.
These numbers are so high that in any other population, there would have been an outcry decades ago.
They're starting small, hiring one advocate to serve up to 25 people. Stafford says they're partnering with other service providers to develop an entirely new program.
We have the expertise in the population. We don't have the expertise in sexual assault services. We're going to be gathering that.
Stafford says the new advocate will be on call starting in July. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Las Cruces Community Theater has been around since 1963 and has been a staple for theater lovers in our area. Donna Resendez spoke to members of the theater group and brings us a story.
Las Cruces Community Theater's most recent musical, Legally Blonde, just wrapped up. It was a successful finish for their season, with nearly every show being sold out. I went to see it for myself, and it made me wonder, how much work goes into putting on a show like this? I was able to talk with some of the cast and crew, and they could all unanimously agree.
A lot of work.
So it's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Oh, it's a ton of work. Oh, wow. A lot.
When an audience goes to see a show, they usually don't realize what it takes to put it all together. Will Kilroy, the director for Legally Blonde, told me about the process of putting on a show.
I think audience members, sometimes if they're not acquainted with theater, don't realize that, that we have rehearsed for months at a time, that there's choreography, so they're learning dance moves, there's the building of the set, there's the costuming, there's the lighting, we have video effects. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and of course the music. So it takes months and months of work and everybody being focused and concentrated and really putting their all into it.
These productions take a lot of effort to put on. Janet Beatty Payne, the president of Las Cruces Community Theater, who also played Paulette in the show, explains that everyone in the production is a volunteer.
Everything from the directing is all volunteer, to the performing, to the building sets, to creating the lighting effects, and the house management, all of that. And we're all just people coming together, and it's amazing how many volunteers it takes to put on a show. Pretty much for every performance, we have about 45 volunteers that have to be here in the evenings to make these shows happen. And I think there's not a lot of other places that can get 45 people to volunteer that consistently and put on something amazing like this.
If these productions are so much work, then why do people do them? Calvin Trevinko, who played Emmett Forrest in the show, says that he enjoys expressing himself through different characters.
It really just is a lot of fun, and I feel like it's fun to express yourself in different ways through different people, and you can kind of step into their shoes and see a different story, and that's kind of what it does for me, and that's the kicker for me, is that I can step into their shoes and do all that.
Peyton Womble, who played Margot, says that her favorite part is the people she works with.
The community of any theater that I'm in has always been so welcoming and loving. And for me, being in theater has just improved my life and well-being, like, so much.
Kilroy believes that theater is good for everyone, actors and audience alike.
I think theater is just an amazing venue for everyone. I think if you're studying theater, it can enhance your creativity, enhance your confidence, enhance your team building skills, all of that. And then to be able to offer a show like this to the public that really entertains and gets people to laugh and maybe gets them to think a little bit. I mean, I know it's called Legally Blonde and it's a funny comedy, but it's really saying that no matter what your appearance might be or how other people might look at you, you can still accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. So to be involved with things like that is really a great thing.
Beatty Payne says that community theater gives people a place to do what they love, even if their lives and careers outside of theater are totally different.
It's just always been part of who I am, and I can't imagine not having that to be part of my life. I went to school and became a speech-language pathologist, but I still love doing theater.
Brianna Horvath, who played the lead, Elle Woods, believes that community theater is a great place for people of different backgrounds to come together.
We have a medical assistant. I think we have a realtor. We have somebody who works at Oñate. So it's just a really fun experience to just have so many different people, and it's just great to learn from each other.
Live theater is so much different than most forms of modern entertainment, which is what makes it so special, according to Kilroy.
It's definitely important just to have culture, to be able to go to live entertainment. It's very different from movies or sitting at home and watching the TV. I mean, this, you get to see artists on stage practicing their craft live. And if you've heard some of the stories, I mean, on any evening, something could go wrong, but they handle it right in front of your eyes, and it really is like a little bit of magic.
Las Cruces Community Theater has an exciting season coming up, with highlights such as Mary Poppins and Young Frankenstein. To find out more, purchase tickets, or even volunteer for upcoming shows, visit lcctnm.org. For KRWG News, I'm Donna Resendez.